And the NGO, goal of Antifa/BLM is to abolish nation-states. By Robert Krajicek on February 11, 2021. The shared goal of leftist groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter is to abolish nation-states, noted Andy NGO, journalist and author of Unmasked, Inside Antifa's Radical Plan to Destroy Democracy, on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. NGO identified the revolutionary Marxist ideology Antifa and Black Lives Matter espouse while explaining that the groups view America as their primary target for destruction. He said violent extremism and domestic terrorism from Antifa and Black Lives Matter is being legitimized in the name of social justice by broad swathes of celebrities, government officials, news media figures and outlets, and politicians. NGO remarked, "It's hard for me to describe how ill that makes me feel. I think the future for this country, for the United States, is particularly bleak. Because when you delegitimize all the norms that have made our society prosperous, such as nonviolence, resolving differences through discussion or through the legal or democratic process, the rule of law, when you break all that down as Antifa and BLM and their allies do, what else is there to the United States? You're attacking all that is the American philosophy, as well," NGO added. "This speaks to the broader agenda of Antifa. So when people ask me, what do Antifa really want? What's the point of them doing this type of wanton violence? Well, the goal is, ultimately, to abolish nation-states. But they view the United States in particular as the principal enemy. Listen." NGO stated, "They view the U.S. as an imperialistic fascist state because of its rule of law, property rights, all of that they view as intrinsically linked with white supremacy and fascism. Lawlessness in autonomous zones Antifa and Black Lives Matter set up, which Democrat politicians enabled, illustrates the leftist group's ideal of how humanity should be organized into these anarchist communist communes," NGO asserted. NGO recalled his observations and reporting of the CHAZ Autonomous Zone in Seattle, Washington. "They took territory in Seattle, last year, that CHAZ Autonomous Zone," NGO shared. "As I witnessed, and others, unfortunately, had felt, these areas devolved immediately into shootings, murders, attempted rapes, people were terrorized." NGO recalled Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan's D. expressions of support for the autonomous zone in the Emerald City. "The territory that they took in CHAZ, for example, this was a really densely populated area near downtown in Seattle," NGO stated. "So they essentially created a hostage situation affecting thousands and thousands of people. And the response from the mayor of that time was that this was not a lawless zone, that it was just a collective outpouring of grief, and that infamously she went on CNN to say that it could be a summer of love." Despite left-wing news media framing Antifa and Black Lives Matter as politically responses to former President Donald Trump, NGO warned that the two neo-Marxist organizations would persist into the Biden administration. NGO alluded to the story of Frankenstein's monster in describing Antifa and Black Lives Matter. He said opposition to Trump was grounded in a deeper opposition to America. "The opposition to the Trump fascist regime was always pretextual. And their enemy is the United States, the Republic itself," NGO explained. "Trump was just a convenient thing to latch onto. Because the fellow useful idiots in the chattering classes were blaming Trump and saying that we're on the cusp of another Holocaust." NGO continued, "Antifa now have had 4 years of building up an apparatus to continue their campaign in terror in America. So I think it doesn't really matter even if Democrat elected officials wise up now. You can see a bit of that, for example, in Portland. Ted Wheeler has been literally chased out of his home. He's fled where he was living because the rioters were coming to his place and trying to set the exterior of his condo on fire and were breaking in. He's been assaulted at restaurants. This monster that they've been nurturing, coddling, and feeding, has grown so big," NGO added. "They have no control of it, and I don't think they ever had control over it. But now we see exactly who they're turning on. Their actions are exactly the same now as they were months before. They're rioting the same. They're targeting small businesses. They're trying to push the cities over a point of no return." Devastation in Portland due to lockdowns and riots offer a vision of the future for other large American cities, NGO lamented. NGO concluded, "I don't really think Portland can recover. If you go downtown, it really is a husk of itself. It's a first-world slum. You have months and months of rioting on top of the economic devastation from COVID, Chinese coronavirus, and recurring violence against businesses and their properties. Antifa want to destabilize these areas. They want to create failed states, because in that power vacuum, they say they want to create a world that's essentially without rules, but they are the most brutal enforcers of rules, where you can be killed based on having the wrong views." Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.